That's what this is all about. And you always hear this. It's not what you know, it's who you know. So the benefits in the association levels, the people that you meet, go way, way beyond. But in answer specifically to your question, I talked about this a little bit on the CDs, is people sometimes succeed by accident. They may not know what they're doing. But these principles, whether you know about these principles or not, are irrelevant. They still work. Whether you are taught these principles or not, they still work. If you're going to learn how to golf, and you don't go to Tiger Woods' coach, but you just pick up a golf club, and you go to the golf range, and after a couple of years, all of a sudden you're a scratch golfer. Somebody says, the guy never got a lesson in his life. How come he's such a great golfer? The answer is, he just kind of figured it out by trial and error, right? Oh, wait, if I do this, and he just figured it out. So in real life, people in business sometimes are doing things unconsciously, and they don't know that specifically they're doing it, but it's the thing that we're teaching on the CDs that is causing the success. A lot of people who succeed who weren't taught to apply this particular principle, and they're succeeding, guess what? They're applying the principle. But if you ask them, what specifically are you doing to guarantee that it's creating your success? They don't even know. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know that they're actually thinking about what they want, beaming out that vibration. They don't know that that's what they're doing. But when you ask them, that's what they do. That's what they do. When you ask a guy who doesn't know this and say, you ever heard of the law of attraction? No. He's being honest, no idea, but he's very successful. I go, well, how did you build your business? Well, I had a dream when I was a kid of this business. And all I could do, it was like an obsession. And I just knew that no matter what, I was going to make this happen. Doesn't that sound like exactly what we've been teaching? So they don't know that works. Which is why people who succeed many times fail dramatically. Do you know how people like build up, and all of a sudden then they reach kind of a point and then everything just kind of falls apart? And you ever wonder why that happens so often? Especially people who don't know the technique. The reason is when they have nothing, they're focusing on what they want, right? And they're focusing on the dream. So they're vibrating, they're sending out the vibration of what they want. Earl Nightingale, you become what you think about most of the time. So they're thinking about what they want. They have belief. They have the right feeling. They're excited about it. They're anticipating it. They're expecting it. They have belief that they're going to get it. And it starts coming into their experience. Then all of a sudden, they have the big house, the four cars, and all the money. And now, guess what they start doing? They start changing what they're thinking about. They're not thinking about expanding their business or expanding their income, they're thinking about protecting what they have because they're afraid of losing it. So guess what now they're vibrating? Fear. They're actually vibrating, losing it. They start thinking about losing it. I don't want to lose 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 it. Guess what the vibration is? Lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it, lose it. I don't want it to fall apart. I don't want it to fall apart. Guess what happens? It falls apart because that's what they're focusing on. See, that's why you see people go through different stages. And that's why if they don't know this technique that they're applying, that'll happen automatically. If they do know this technique, then they don't have the drop-off. So when you see people go up and crash, many times they just were never taught the specificity of the technique. That's why groups never have the drop-off. If you see a group or a family never have the drop-off, then you know they know what's happening. Did that answer your question? Good question.
Along yes. those lines, on the CDs you tell a story about a guy who's due a chunk of money and it's going through the legal process and he doesn't think he's going to get the money for 12 months. And initially, he's going, I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet. I'm, you know, I need the money now. I've got all these bills to pay. And then he comes to the realization of, I'm going to go on vacation because I know everything's going to work out. At what point did that sort of positive vibration override the negative that he had at the beginning of the story? Because that negative is still out there, right?
Good question. The question is, when somebody's putting out a negative vibration for a while and then wants to change it, does the negative vibration still hang out there? If you're dialed in to 97.4 for a year and you just want to change it to 105.7, the second you change it, you get a different result. The moment you change the vibration, the result is instantaneously different. So if you have a negative thought for a long, long time, and you're learning this stuff for the first time, and you change that vibration, wait a minute, why am I thinking this? I mean, I'm obviously vibrating what I don't want, fear, and so forth, and that's what I'm getting. This moment in time, that's why we call this the 10-second miracle. It's a miracle that happens in virtually a second. We call it the 10-second, the 5-second miracle, whatever. It's a nanosecond miracle. So the moment you change that vibration, then everything instantaneously starts changing. Now, the manifestation may take hours, days, weeks, or months, but that's irrelevant. The moment you change the vibration, instantaneously everything just starts reversing. It's like in the cartoon, you know, the spear is coming right at you. But the moment you change it, it just stops, turns around, and goes the other way. Instantaneous. There's not a slowdown period. It just stops that fast. And that's why people see miracles even in physiological health. My tumor's growing, and then all of a sudden they use this to change the vibration, and then in 24 hours, that tumor the size of a grapefruit is gone. And medical science can never explain that. They just say they use the word miracle. There's no scientific medical explanation of how this grapefruit-sized tumor is gone. And we know there are documented thousands upon thousands of worldwide documented cases of real people who have real, not made up, not fantasy symptoms. Real, here's the x-ray, here's the freaking tumor. Okay, it's there, and 24 hours later, it's gone. It ain't there anymore. And the person is absolutely, I mean, that is documented infinitum, and nobody wants to discuss it at length, but you know, even on the Discovery channels and so forth, it's there. And nobody can explain how that happens. There's no scientific way of biologically explaining it. So if you have a lot of negative vibration out there and you're learning this for the first time and you're going to change that today, everything has changed the moment you change the thought process. And the most important thing that changed is how you feel. Imagine, the circumstances are exactly the same. The guy's screwed. He doesn't have any money. He can't pay his bills. He has no idea how it's going to come in. The circumstances had not changed at all for that guy. But what changed was his thinking, and virtually in an instant, he went from feeling stressed, challenged, miserable, and so forth, to feeling just blissfully happy, and he had no reason to. Because if you looked at the circumstances, there was no reason to be stupidly happy. But he wasn't looking at the circumstances. He wasn't looking at what he could see on the radar screen. He realized that what was off the radar screen, what was outside of his view, was absolutely fine. As if the radar screen expanded and he saw the cavalry coming. Oh, it's coming. Okay.